At Krishna knew the mood of gopis. Gopis wanted that Krishna should admit that he has done wrong. He has left all the gopis and he has done akritagyata. Understand? Akritagyata. So Krishna should admit and beg pardon. So Krishna knew this and he is giving answer of their questions. Here the question is second question's answer. Mitho. He is answering first question, then second. Those who hope for any upakar or pratyupakar,
benefit,
or benefit each other, that bhajan is not bhajan, that maitri is not maitri. They are only selfishness. Selfishness is their what?
Friend.
Mool Uddeshya.
Main object is there.
Main object. Here, I have told you that something. Swarth is also, selfishness is also two kinds. Drishta, Adrishta. One swarth, selfishness is seen and other is not seen. If you are giving anything, I am giving you, you are also giving. But something are not seen. If for two selfishness anyone does pray, then it means that he is serving himself. So it is quite selfishness. This is not pranay, priti or anything. In this bhajan, there is no sauhardra. Sauhard.
Friendship.
Real friendliness.
Real friendship, no. Unreal. For their own selfishness they are doing. When Sudama went to Krishna in Dwarka, having some what?
Dry
chivda. Then Krishna thought that our priti should not be for selfishness. So he could not he did not give anything. in for so nothing. And then he was thinking, Sudama Bipi, in the way, that a Krishna is a very good person. He had not given anything. If he had given anything, it would have been selfishness for me, myself. Brahmani will, may, she may somewhat be perplexed or anything, but Krishna is so kind that he has not given anything. If he had given anything, then I would have been involved in that thing, and I may forget Krishna. He had not given anything. So in Krishna love, no selfishness. He is understanding this. But yet something, he wanted that he should give me one cloth or anything. But when he reached, then saw everything. Why everything? Something was there. Mood was there. He wanted, he did not want anything from upper side, but here something. So Krishna gave him something. If he has nothing, no wish, nothing, then he may have given him really as a friend, a Braj friend and all of us. He had not given anything to Brajavasi friends. But he has taken so many things. When they are eating, he can take half thing, eating, chew at it. So there is no sahirdya, no dharma. So there is no prem, neither
religiousness.
So that aupadhik pratishali, aupadhik, like this is upadhi.
Designation.
Yeah. Upadhi, prim, and they are coming. Satra. Yes, satra. Now we go to 18. भजन्ति अभजतो जेवै करुणा पितरौ यथा धर्मो निरपवादे अत्र निरपवादो अत्र सहृदं च सुमध्यमा भजन्ता भजन्ति अभजतो अभजतो जे भजन्ति दोज हु डोंट भजन मीन्स
रेसिप्रोकेट
डोंट डू भजन बट येट एनीवन
डज भजन टू देम
देम दे आर करुणा मर्सीफुल like pitarau, like father and mother,
parents.
Here certainly there is a dharma, and nirapavado atra. Nirapavado means nirmal,
causeless.
So causeless sahurdam. Sahurda. Sahurda means
friendship.
Friendship. And also dharma. Both are there. which were not in the first. O Sumadhyama. Sumadhyama means very beautiful. One of the sign of beautifulness, very lean and thin here. Here Vaishna Toshini. Those who don't do bhajan, whether anyone does bhajan or not, there are two kinds. So giving the examples, he is telling first mata pita, whether son or daughter may serve or not serve, they have mercy upon them. They are certainly so merciful. So this bhajan of father and mother to her child is religiousness, there is dharma, and also sahajya in both. Oh, beautiful Brajavasi, Braj ladies, gopi, you have all the qualities, good qualities, all the lakshana, symptoms, good symptoms which a lady should have. The meaning of madhyama is that, so madhyama means in madhya, in them. So madhyama, these qualities are in you, Sumadhyama. What qualities? Dharma and Sauhag. You can love anyone causeless. Causeless because no cause. No reciprocal. No reciprocal, no swartha. No. Krishna mood is that, interior mood is that. Gopi should serve me like that way, whether I love or not love. Krishna knows that I cannot love because I have so many to love, but they can leave everything for me, so they should love me in that way. Now this is Jiva Goswami is telling that this is Bhak Chaturi of Krishna. Bhak Chaturi means his. Bhak Chaturi means. Means Krishna. Skillfulness of his saying. In other ways, he tells that I may have any swartha or anything. I may love to others, but you should love me. Why it is dharma? Why it is called dharma? Because in Varnashram dharma, in Indian Shastra, it has been told so many places that father and mother should nourish their children without any swartha. So if they are doing, then it is dharma. But it is very little dharma there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that those who do bhajan, to whom who don't do bhajan, but yet they do, yara sambandha sunya or sambandha yukta bhede dvipratara. So father and mother are of two kinds, sambandha yukta and without sambandha. Like guru, like other parents, whether they are son or not, but all aged persons used to love other children also like son. So, sambandha yukta, sambandha rahit. With relationship and not relationship. If sambandha yukta with relation, they are karuna, merciful. And if not sambandha yukta, then they are snigdha.
Affectionate.
Affectionate. That in villages or in towns, old persons love any child. No sambandha, but yet they are snafu. And in among them, the most karun, merciful, are bhakta. And in bhakta, Acharya Guru is most senior. So their affection is highest than father and mother also. Vishwanath Chakravarti is taking bhakta also as a seniorship. In father and mother, it may be that they are some selfish for future. But bhakta has nothing like so.
But you said that the acharya may think that he will continue my line.
Line means he will help others to go to Krishna.
So no selfish motive.
No selfish. And to love all bhaks, superior bhaks. So, no selfishness at all. And in this qualities of bhaktas. Prahlad Maharaj is so karuna. He is nirupadhik premi to Krishna also, to bhakta also. He doesn't want anything for any his activities. His activities is only to help others for Krishna, getting Krishna. So, father, mother and bhakts, in this question and answer, father, mother and the prema of father, mother and the prema of bhakts. But bhakts prema is superior quality. If anyone loves or not, Narada Rishi will love them. Or any guru, any Vaishnava. But he should be at most higher quality.
Uttam Adhikari.
Uttam Adhikari. Or Madhyam Uttam. So they are sukhi, dukhi in dukhi. Understand? If anyone,
they're happy, sorrow.
Any disciple is dukhi, he is also dukhi. If disciple is happy, he is also happy. It may be that any father and mother can kill her son or daughter. It may be. And we see it in newspapers,
yes.
Always.
Now it is so much. Abortion.
But any qualified acharya, Vaishnava, cannot. If they will try to kill him, they cannot kill because he is Uttam Bhagavata. But in spite of giving anything, he will give Krishna prema. Like Nityananda Prabhu to Jagai Madhai. There are many so things. Vaishya came to Haridas Thakur and he gave Krishna prema. So Guru is always so much merciful to his disciples. He is telling that a bhakta cannot leave his disciple. Whether disciple is so wrong and he tries to kill his Gurudev, but Gurudev, anyhow, he will be always merciful. A father cannot do like this. Because he don't know that Atma is Amar, that Shishya, but Guru knows.
But in Harinam Chintamani, there are some statements that a guru may reject an insincere disciple.
Here only it is shown for pap and other things, not for aparadha. But we see that if anyone does any mistake or aparadha unwillingly, then guru
forgives.
Yes.
But willfully?
And if he has done so much service, he will leave. Because he is so much kind. Valmiki wanted to kill Narad. He told him, oh, stop. And he was stopped. He was so much wonder, he saw so much wonder. That how he told, and I was stopped. I have killed so many. stopped and I was stopped. He suffers this thing and he became faithful to Narada by this. Then after that he told that Mara, Mara, Mara and Ram, Ram, all other began. He wanted to kill, but yet Narada gave him so much thing. Jagai Madai also wanted to kill
Nityananda
Prabhu Haridas Thakur, but they gave Krishna. Here he is telling that they don't leave any good disciple. Whether he has done any mistake, not apradha, any pap, then they will go again to him in other births, so many births. I have heard from my Gurudev that a real Guru takes so many births for his disciple. Like Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Bhargav Kumar, he came in so many births and at last he.
But how is it possible, because the Guru will become younger than the disciple?
Huh?
If he takes so many births, it may be that the Guru will take his next birth and be born as a younger person than the disciple.
He will all, we have seen that was always Kishore, Gurudev, always Kishore.
The disciple also takes a
Madhyama. This Sambodhan is for Vyajastuti. Madhyama. That Krishna is telling by this Sumadhyama, you are so beautiful. Also, hey, Krishna is telling that your madhyam question is so good. And you are situated in madhyam. So, in this you are bhakta. You are serving me, and you are the example of that brain. Then, 1950.
You have spoken 30 minutes.
Huh?
You have spoken 30 minutes.
Adha ghanta.
बहुत अच्छा अच्छा नहीं आज हमको कुछ लग रहा है ये क्लांति यू सी आई फील सम टायर्डनेस यू वांट टू गो मोर
बिकॉज़ यस्टरडे वी लेट यू रेस्ट सो
अच्छा 15 मिनट्स भजतो भी नहीं वा न भाई केचित अभजंत अभजता कुता आत्मा रामो ह्याप्त कामा अकृतज्ञा गुरु गृह भजतो भजतो अपि न वै केचित् भजंत अभजता कुता आत्मा रामा आप्त कामा अकृतज्ञ गुरु द्रोह भजतो भी न भाई दोज हु डू भजन बट केचित केचित मीन्स सम डोंट भजन डू नॉट डू भजन व्हाट टू टेल who are not doing bhajan. if anyone doing bhajan, but yet someone are so that they don't do bhajan. And if anyone is not doing bhajan, then certainly he will don't bhajan. These are of four kinds. Atma Rama, Atma Rama, Apta Kama, Akritagya Guru Guru. Atma Ram, you know. Apta Kam, you know. Akritagya, Akritagya,
ungrateful,
and Guru Druha. Vaishnava Toshni first. If anyone have any swartha, that means
self-interest,
and he do bhajan of anyone, but some are not so that they don't do bhajan. What is to say about those who don't do bhajan? These are four kinds: Atmaram, Aptakam, Akritagya, and Guru Drohi. Akritagya means Akritagya. Agyatya prajukta bhajan karena, because they are foolish, so they don't do bhajan. Where is your bow and arrow? You have kept in your chariot waiting for Krishna. अंग्रेजी बोलने में असुविधा होती है इसलिए speaking is
tiring. It tires you to speak in English.
हिंदी में होने से तो खूब अच्छा तरह से बोलता है, तो अंग्रेजी में खोजना पड़ता है. अकृतज्ञ means not द्रोही,
not against.
By foolishness he does not do any good.
He doesn't know.
He does not know. And that is why he does not do anything. So it is not so much harmful, or he is not so much guilty. But if anyone knows and he avoids, then it is so much wrong, and it is so much those
fall.
So here Guru in our Shastra, it has been written that if there is a Brahmin who does anything wrong and he is liable to be punished so much that he should be
killed.
Head cut off. Decapitated.
In that case, he should not be killed. anything very, very little should be done anything. When Ashwatthama killed the 5 sons of Draupadi, and Arjun and Bhim went and dragged him before Draupadi, then Draupadi told that, yes sir, did it. Because I am so much weeping for my sons, his mother will also be for him. So you should leave it. But Bhim is telling, don't leave. Cut his head at once.
Krishna also
told.
In the beginning.
He should be punished. Then it was asked from Yudhishthira Maharaj, what to do? He also told that Draupadi wish should be kept. Fulfilled. And also Bhim's words should be fulfilled. When Arjun became in dilemma.
Dilemma, yeah. Perplexed.
What to do? He asked, he sought towards Krishna. Then Krishna told that a Brahmin should not be punished with his head cutting. So anything should be done. You can take the money of Ashwatthama, jewel where?
What is that jewel?
Anything jewel, like his...
Like corona, what is born.
Why they wear a jewel on the head?
From born it was.
From birth?
Birth.
Yes.
He was born with it.
Mm. Yes. Like corona, he has with his this and this.
Born.
He cannot be suited with a barn. So this was very, very important for Ashwatthama. He was Amar.
Deathless. He could not be killed.
So Krishna saw that it will not be killed. So he should be punished by apaman. Insulted. He should be insulted. Then he took that money and you should go away from here. He gave like this Arjun to Ashwatthama. And he came and he became so furious. And then he
again
used his Brahmastra on the stomach of
Uttara.
Actually he was not fit for Brahman. Dronacharya also not fit from Brahma. But yet he was Brahma, somewhat.
More Kshatriya.
More Kshatriya. And that is why, as a punishment, he was killed. Here, Guru Drohi means those persons, son or any disciple, so much having upakar from Guru or Father. They deny it. They don't serve them. So they are Guru Drohi. After that, he will also clear it.
So Guru Drohi doesn't only mean killer of the Guru. It can mean even someone who does not reciprocate with Guru.
He is also Guru Drohi. Those who are Guru Drohi, it seems that they have left dharma artha, sahurda, and daya. Four has been gone from them. So Krishna is telling this thing that you are blending me in this what?
Category.
But it is not right. I'm not doing any guru drohita. You have served me in so many ways. You have not wished any pratyupakar.
Anything bad.
Bad. But I also am not in this category. I have not left dharma, artha, sahirdya, and daya. I have not left. Here Krishna had this idea that I have left gopis and they are knowing me nishthur. Nishthur?
Crore.
And as if I have forgotten their pratyupaka, but really I am not so. So here Krishna is thinking that gopis has taught me to make in this category, because Krishna, that gopis has sought Krishna, but yet Krishna has not sought them. So then Krishna must be in this category. But Krishna inki is bhavana ko dur kar diya. Krishna washed this
thinking.
Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling that the last are of four kinds. Here first Guru Dro, and less is Akritagya, and from this less is Aptakam, and from this less is
Atmaram.
In all, Atmaram is Shrestha, then second is Aptakam, third is Akritagya, and Guru Dro is last of one, and it is so much bad. Atmaram, having no outside Atmaram, always remaining in his Atma, Atmaram. They know that I am Brahma, not in Krishna and Paramatma. I am myself is Brahma, and I am always in myself, that is Atmaram. Bahidasti Sunya Boliya, apna apni sampurna, apna te sampurna sukhi evam apar nirpesh. They don't rely on any other. Anya dusre ke upar mein ashrit nahi hai. Always they are complete in their happiness. They don't want anything, any help from others. That is called Atmaram. And Aptakam, they are some bahir drishti,
some external vision.
External vision. But that every wishes has been fulfilled, so he does not want anything from any other person, whether they serve or not serve. Narada has not any wish to have anything from anyone. Or all bhaks, which are uttam Vaishnava, they have nothing to take anything from anyone. So they are not dependent to anyone, don't want anything. And akritagya means
ungrateful.
They want anything from anyone, but don't want to give. They are akritagya. They take everything to others. And they want. They have so many wishes. But they don't want to return anything. Akritagya. But they are not opposite.
Inimical.
Chaturtha Gurudrohi. Fourth is Gurudrohi. They don't grahan karna.
Accept
others' upakar. And also they do something against them. They are akritagya is silent. But Hetu Kansa Hetu means causeless Gurudrohi and with cause. If father, mother are abusing them, or they are doing anything, then they will do. and samargo, whether they do or not, they are always against father and mother or gurujan. That they are called guru drohi. In them, sahetu, with cause, they do guru droh to their guru and father mother. They are less aparadhi, but yet they are aparadhi.
Which one is that?
Father and mother are innocent, but yet son is doing or disciple is doing something to their gurudev and father mother. They are more. Those who abuse their father mother without cause, so they are more culprit. But both are guru drohi. He is telling that father and mother and guru has nourished and given everything to that shishya and son. But they are not serving them. In this sense, they are guru drohi. So, three kinds of guru drohi. They don't do bhajan to their parents and. See, in this, we see that the first question answer is one udaharan,
example.
And in second, two. What two kinds?
Those who are merciful and those who are affectionate.
And in third question, in third question, answer, he is telling six kinds of examples. Six. Atmaram, Atmakam, Akritagya,
and Guru Drohi.
So, these are of nine kinds. So Krishna told that I am not among these nines. The gopi began to think how he is not guilty of all satans. So there is here in this another shloka when Krishna will tell that Nahang tu, I am not among these, then they will think that how Krishna is not among these nines. Tomorrow you will discuss about this.
Maharaj, why is Guru Drohi one of the categories, since the gopis are not guru, they're not parents and they're not guru, so why is that even considered as one category?
Krishna is giving example of worldly things, and he is telling that you have served me, so I would have to serve you. And if I am not serving, then I am Guru Drohi. But I am not in this category. Why not? It will be told in tomorrow.
Yes, so.
In the time of Baldev Vidyabhushan, his commentary, Vishwanatha Chakravarti. But yet he has done. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has not and he has not dealt with all these things. What he thought good, he has written it as a Rasik Vaishnava. But Baladev Vidyabhushan has read all the Gita Bhashya by Madhusudan Saraswati, Shankaracharya, and after that so many persons who have done commentary on Gita, and they have written about Vaishnava,
against
Vaishnavism, bhakti, and he has tried to reply to them. Even this indeed is, there are all pandits, those who know Sanskrit, are all Advaitvadi, all Advaitvadi. Here also we see that they tell that we are Vaishnava, we are in Baldav Sampradaya, we are in Madhva Sampradaya, but yet they are Mayavadi. Especially in Sanskrit schools, where there are colleges of Sanskrit, all pandits, top to bottom, are all Advaitvadi. So, but in Hindi, Baladev Vidyabhushan commentary is not found. If they will read, they are bound to feel that we should read this, and they will know that there is some argument against us, and they will bind to think about this. Because in India, all are Sanskrit persons, in Haridwar, Vrindavan, here and there. We have seen in Bengal, or here also, all Grihastha Pandits are all Mayavadi or Advaitvadi. Only for them, they are requesting me to do this thing. Because in Swamiji commentary, these points are not.
It's in Baladev Vidyabhushan's commentary is in Sanskrit. So the pandits already know Sanskrit. So why would it have to be translated
in Hindi? Because there are so many persons, they are qualified. They know some Sanskrit, but they know Hindi. I know that there are so many pandits, but they can't speak and understand Sanskrit language. Even those who are MA, PhD, but we can understand without reading, without knowing Sanskrit, but they cannot. So they are requesting me. I have no interest to do it, but for their interest, I will have to.
तो भजतो पिजन्तन भजामीशम अनुवृत्ति वृत्तये यथा धनो लब्ध धने विनष्टे तच्चिन्तयान्वृतो न वेद.
चला गया.
नाहं तु शक्यो भजतो पिजन्तुं भजामीशम अनुवृत्त वृत्तये यथा धनो लब्ध धने विनष्टे चिन्तयान्वितो नवे.
न अहम तु, आई एम नॉट एमोंग देम.
न अहम तु, तू मने बट, न अहम, आई एम नॉट ए मैन. Among nine. Bhajatopi jantum bhajami isham anubhitta vrittaye. I don't
Bhajami. Don't. What word?
Reciprocate.
Whether he is serving me, he's loving to me. I don't love them. But I serve. But anyone does not see how I serve. That he is giving an example of any jewel. If a very poor person by chance gets any very precious jewel and at once raptures, and at once or after some time he
loses it,
or any word more good.
Loses it.
He becomes so much deeply thinking for that thing. And for this, I had gone out of sight, that your dhyan, your meditation for me will increase. To increase your meditation, remember, I have done so. And I was very nikat, very nearer to you, and watching you, what you are doing. Is it increasing your meditation or not? And I was testing. But you were not seeing. Now, Srila Jiva Goswami at first now he is explaining that gopis are examining how Krishna is Atmaram or not, Atmakam he is or not, or other things. And all at the first three, first one, second two, and Atmaram, Atmakam, all they are examining and they are giving himself judgment that Krishna is not Atmaram. Krishna is not Aptakam. Krishna is not among them who loves and then he loves. Reciprocal. And he is not among them in second guru. What? Parent, like parents.
They love without return.
Return. But he does not love. He is explaining all. If he was Atmaram, he should not call us. No. He had called us. And from boyhood we see, he always plays with us. And he becomes so much pleased to play with us. And when he does any, on any reason, when we are not found for to play with him, he becomes sorrowful. So he cannot be Atmaramata. If we go to take water from Jamuna, he follows us. Anywhere we go to garden to
packing flowers,
to Brahman karne ke liye, to walk, he also anyhow makes any pretend and goes there. Always he try to follow us. So he cannot be Atma. And in the same way he cannot be Atma. If he was Atmaram, then he has no sense to move, to see, to have all these things. Atmakam,
Aptakam,
he cannot be. So it is asambhav. It is
contradiction
or asambhav. Impossible for him.
What reason did they give why he could not be Aptakam?
Because he has so many kams. So many kams. He goes to Yashoda Maiya and he becomes he was thirsty. He was so much
hungry
and to take milk from Yashoda, he goes there. If he was not hungry and from bed he came to Yashoda and took his manthani in his hand and he began to weep for and cry to be fed. So he is not Atmakam. Why he goes to the houses of all gopis and take makkha? Because he is hungry. After that, if he has no calm, then why he took all the dresses of gopis and climbed on the tree and he was so happy and clapping and
laughing.
Why? Why he told us that you should do pranam naked? Why? So they are examining that he has so is coming. He is not also like parent. He called us, was playing, but at once he played away. Father, mother cannot do this. We are crying, we are weeping, but yet he could not. And loving each other, reciprocal, he cannot be that.
Merciful? Merciful?
Merciful, no, merciful.
He left.
It is also a kind of desire to see anyone so unhappy, then the mood comes that he cannot be remedy. If that person have no remedy. So it is like a desire. So he cannot be able to come unlike this. Arjakantini birah arti pradhan karen. Takantahate purvukta sapeksha bhajan va nirpeksha bhajan. ए दूटी कौन होता है देखते हैं। सेकंड थिंग इज दैट फादर एंड मदर डू सापेक्ष भजन एंड निरपेक्ष भजन विदाउट काज एंड विथ कॉज यू रिमेंबर
सहेतुक
एंड निरहेतुक बट वी सी दैट ही गिव्स अप बिरहार्ती बिरहार्ती मीन्स सफरिंग for separation and we cry, we weep, we become mad, but yet he does not come. So he does not do nirpeksha bhajan or sapeksha bhajan, without cause or cause, it does not do. So he cannot come among them. Next come akritagyata. Akritagya means akritagya, and he will
ungrateful.
What is the symptom of ungrateful?
That someone does so much service for him, but he doesn't reciprocate.
Upeksha karta hai. Upeksha. Upeksha, you know? Upeksha ka kya ho? This comes disturbing. Upeksha.
If I was pretending here, neglect.
You came here, and if I was sleeping, useless, nothing, no unhappiness to me, but yet, and I heard that you have come, then at once I let them go. This was negligence, to neglect. We see that he cannot be akritagya, because if there was negligence from him towards us, then it was akritagya. But we see that this is not fact. Why? He is answering that at first we saw that when we came to Krishna, following something, when we came to Krishna by hearing the flute voice, he told us, swagatam, swagatam.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. Oh, have you reached here safely? Any
difficulty in road?
Why you have come?
Yes,
you have come to tell me that any difficulty has come, any samasya?
Problem.
A problem has come in Braja. If any daitya has come there, demon has come, and you have come here to tell me this fact. Sometimes he becomes, he smiles, and sometimes he becomes grave. There is no way to know whether he is concealing something, cheating, or he is pleased, he is
joking,
or in fact he is telling. Anyone cannot guess it. But we see that when we came, he was so glad, and he was welcoming us, and he asked in a very rustic way, in a nirjan place, in a solitary place, to anyone who is so kishori, so beautiful, loving, and in Nirjan Pradesh, solitary place, where Jamuna is blowing very smoothly, very pleasantly, and all these sweet birds are singing, and so much sugandh, all are the bird.
The arrows
of Kamdeva are there. And to say anything smiling, it adds more to that bhav. Guess any symptom to be akritagya. If he was akritagya, then he should be nirpeksha. You should go. He will not talk anything, no laughing, nothing. You should go at once. And he may return. But this year, We did not see that symptom. So it seems that he is a Rasik. He is not a Kritagya. And after that way, it has been explained by Rasik Vaishnava that at the time of Bhramar Geet, he has given a sandesh to gopis that when I told that you, that you should go. Because I told that no black night, no dangerous
animals
there. I told you to serve your pati. I know that you know that I am
husband
pati. So I have never told you to return and never to leave me. So he is a Rasik, so he is not a Kritagya. অতএব যে গুরু দহিতার সহিত কাঠিন্যের কোন ভেদ নাই সেই গুরু তাও ইফ ইউ সে দ্যাট হিজ গুরুদ্রোহী ইউ আর গুরুদ্রোহী বিকজ ইউ আর সো মচ কঠিন ইউ আর সো মচ হার্ড ইউর হার্ট ইজ সো মচ হার্ড ফি দে আর বিটিং সো বিটারলি crying, we became mad, we were going to die. But yet his heart could not simulate. What?
Sympathize.
Huh?
He could not be sympathetic.
Nah, sympathetic he was. Nahin, dravit nahin ho saka.
It didn't melt. His heart didn't melt.
So, kathinya and gurudrohitai are same. Nah. So he may be gurudrohi. Siddhar Swami has told like so. Jigu Swami is telling.
Those were statements by Sridhar Swami?
Huh?
All that you told was from Sridhar Swami, not Jiva Goswami. What you just told.
Oh, Jigu Swami. He has told very little something. Here, Jiva Goswami wants to say that when gopis were asking first, they thought that Krishna is a Kritagya. Because we have left everything for him and leaving us, he became disappeared. So he must be a Kritagya. But now gopis are seeing that the Krishna is giving answer to our questions. He has
trying to escape.
Krishna was easily escaped from Guru Akritagyata. But he felt himself, he was caught himself in
trap
Guru Drohita, more
worse.
more worse than Akritagyata. A female deer wanted to escape from a shikari, hunter. There were dogs. She escaped from the hands of dogs. To escape from dogs, she went in a side where so much blunder fire was burning.
Blazing fire.
She may be saved by the hands of dogs, but here she cannot. So they are telling that we will only.
We thought that you are.
No, no. हम लोग तुमको थोड़े से अपराध का इल्जाम बना रहे थे, लगा रहे थे. We were. No.
The idea is that Krishna escaped from being. He thought that he escaped from the being blamed for being ungrateful. But now we will surely, he feels much worse off in this position, that the gopis have put me in the position that now I'm Guru Druhi.
This is the meaning, but I wanted to explain it by very good examples. No? But words are not common like this.
He's much worse off. This position is much worse.
And he, Krishna, unwillingly, ऐसे उसे बच करके मैंने और वर्स्ट में चला गया. He died himself in worst position. So Brajdevi were satisfied and began to see
each other,
some smiling.
Now we have got him.
We wanted little, but he has given us so much. Or he also tells, Krishna is telling, O Sakhigan, O
assembly of friends,
what to tell about that I'm doing bhajan. Even by not loving you, I'm best
well-wisher.
Best wish-wisher or bhajan-kari.
Best reciprocation.
So he is now telling. Krishna is telling, O Sakhi, Sakhi, I have explained someday.
Yes.
About all these slopes
in Bombay you did.
Having pranam bhav, sakya bhav, mixed among madhu sneha. Aur aaj bhi batlaya tha na kya kya? Madhu sneha. Having madhu sneha. More than chandravali, ghrita sneha. So here is most
Susakha pranay.
Susakha pranay. more unnata, unnata means advanced. Krishna is telling that I am telling you and always aisa samajhta hu. I think that you are my sakhi. Then how I can be Atmaram or Atmakam? I always keep in mind that you should be always happy. I always try to please you, always. Perhaps you have seen my activities before. So I am not a Atmaram or Akritavya.
Or Aptakam.
Or Aptakam. Kintu means I am not among nine kinds of lovers. Kintu, I am so much merciful to you. I am so much a lover of you. So much kritagya to you. Kritagya, you know?
Grateful to you.
Grateful. Mm. Grateful to you. And I am so much a rini to you also.
Indebted.
Indebted to you. That I keep you in a special heart. I keep all in my heart, all kinds of devotees. But for you, I have a special kind of affection or love. This is the meaning of Kintu. Whole world is among them. But I have a special affection for you. Outside, it is seen that I am not doing reciprocal. I am not doing bhajan. I do bhajan, but not like anyone in this world. My loving is of another type. Those who don't do bhajan, if anyone loves anyone, but he in reciprocal does not love, they are surely Atmaram or Atmakam. Otherwise, they will be Guru Drohi. Three. Atmara Aptakam or Kritagya Guru. But I am not among them. Because I don't do reciprocal. If anyone doing bhajan, I don't do bhajan. Athacha mane, yet I am not among them. I have told Parambhakta Nara that Naham Tachsami Vaikunthe Yoginam Hrade Nacha Madhbhakta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Trishthami Narada. Nam Tishthami Paikunte Jogi Nangute Matthapta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Trishthami. Krishna is telling this to go. What is the meaning? I don't live in Vaikuntha. I don't live in
the heart of the yogis.
But I don't live in solitary places. Not anywhere. But I live where Mat Bhakta Gayanti Jatana. Where my devotees missing from dishes?
No. Okay.
You are singing here. So I cannot be in Vaikuntha anywhere other, but I was there. So you should know that what I tell to our bhakt, it cannot be lie. To others, what I tell, it may be lie, it may be not lie. But now it is my bhakta. To you, I can tell lie, because you are not my bhakta. What is the meaning?
Direct meaning?
Direct or any meaning? What is the meaning?
Because the gopis are not ordinary devotees like Narada.
But a special devotees. They are not devotees. They are Kanta. They are same as Krishna. Why? In pranaya means to be the same with lover. His whole heart, all indriyas, his mind, his mood, everything becomes of lover. Then have no shy, nothing. So gopis are the same mixing with Krishna. But Narada is not the param bhakta. He is devotee. So he is telling that Narada, he cannot do tilaggi.
Joke
cannot cut joke. He cannot tell anything like to Brajavasi Sakha, Brajavasi Maya, Brajavasi Priyatana. Nothing type of this, because he's param aishwarya bhav there. In aishwarya bhav, no telling lie are. So he's telling. So you should remember that I have told Narada. So it is.
Narada, the other day you said that Krishna said, because you're my bosom sakhi, my bosom friend, I can't lie to you.
I cannot lie to you.
I have to, whatever I say is the truth.
Hare Krishna may change his person so many times.
In every moment.
He moves.
He can change our mood and voice every even moment.
He can derive any meaning, new meaning here and there. Thank you.